Dinominaan ng huling araw ng sesyon ng parlamento sa taong 2016 ang pagtalakay upang maipasa ang buwis para backpacker o backpacker tax. Ngunit nagkaroon rin ng panahon upang talakay ng ilang mga bagay-bagay habang naghahanda ang mga politiko para sa mahabang bakasyon ngayong tag-init. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Sasha Payne na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Masayang naging mood ng mga politiko umaga ng Huwebes sa kanilang pagbabalik-tanaw sa nakaraang taon kasama ang naganap na halalan.
Mr. Harbourside Mansion was surely the epithet of the campaign. Of course, Bill desperately wanted the title for himself. But like all good socialists, he wanted a Harbourside Mansion paid for by the taxpayer.
I recall one meeting where the Prime Minister actually asked me if there was some way we could be nicer about each other in public. I said we could swap jobs.
Ngunit nung hapon ng Huwebes, isinangtabi ang mga biruan at tinalakay ang pangunahin sa agenda ng araw na yon, ang backpacker tax.
Do the deal today. Do what it takes to get the deal done. Do the deal. Do a deal.
Mr. Speaker, one thing the Leader of the Opposition could not do very well is play poker. He couldn't stop smiling as he laughed at the foolishness of his question.
Pinago ng pamahalaan ng paninindigan nito sa buwis sa 15% upang makuha ang suporta ng mga mambabatas mula crossbench. Ngunit nangangailangan pa ito ng isang boto sa Senado kung hindi may papasang panukala hanggat di nagagarantiya ang suporta mula mayorya. Sinuportahan ng Partido Labor at ilang mga crossbencher ang kompromiso sa antas na 13%. Naunang sinuportahan ang 10.5%. Sinabi ni Bill Shorten, ito'y isang paraan upang maipasa ito ng pamahalaan.
We're giving the government an exit strategy out of a bit of really poor tax policy stupidity. We're giving them an exit strategy. The government just has to meet us halfway. They have to swallow their pride. You know, in negotiations, there's a time to resolve matters. The last day of Parliament. This is not a time for the government to be playing brinksmanship with our agricultural and tourism sector.
Sinabi naman ni Tresorero Scott Morrison, maninindigan ng pamahalaan sa 15%.
This is not a game of ping pong on legislation and tax rates. That's not how sensible tax rates should be set in this country. We have been willing to engage in the spirit of reasonable compromise. Our position is 15%. The government will hold at that 15%, and if we don't get the requisite commitment from senators to be able to progress that forward today, well, that will be very disappointing. We have endeavoured to get this outcome. It still can be achieved, but 15% is the rate.
May apat na magkakaibang paninindigan ang independenteng mambabatas, Senator Darren Hinch, sinasabing issue sa loob ng 2 linggo bago nito'y sinuportahan niya ang naunang antas na inihay ng pamahalaan sa 19%. Noong Miyerkules, kanyang sinuportahan naman ang Partido Labor, Greens at kapwa mga crossbencher Jackie Lambie, Rod Carlton at David Lionel sa 10.5%. Matapos nito'y sinabi niyang maninindigan siya sa 13%. Sinabi niya sa mga reporter na di mahalaga sa kanyang tiyak na bilang.
All I want to do is get a deal done at some figure. I didn't care if it was 10 or if it was 15. I originally voted for the 19. And at the lodge on the Sunday night, I said to the treasurer, I said, hey, I think you may have to come down to 15 and I could go with that. And he said, no, it's not possible. We can't do that. And while I'm giving a press conference on Monday saying that I could come down to 15, he's giving a press conference saying that they had. So 15, the figure didn't fuss me.
Sa huli, unang bumigay ang Partido Greens. Sumang-ayon sa antas na 15%, kapalit ng pondo para land care at concession para sa superannuation ng mga backpacker. Sinabi ng leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale, ang kanilang napagkasundo ang antas ay epektibong 13% sa oras na isaalang-alang ang mga pagbabago sa superannuation.
What the Greens have achieved is a common sense victory for farmers, and we've also got a $100 million boost for the environment through Landcare funding. That's a great outcome. Now, in terms of revenue for the government, they get the same revenue under our proposal as they would have under the 13% proposal put forward by the Senate.
Sinabi ng Greens, tinapos ng napagkasunduan ng maramit may lang panahon ng walang kasiguruhan sa regional at rural na mga komunidad.